Good evening. Well, actually afternoon. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon here. August 2nd, 2013. And I am here I'm curious about a couple of things. Beginning today, Time Warner Cable has blacked out CBS stations in several key markets, Dallas, New York, Denver, Detroit, and my market, Los Angeles. And all due because, according to Time Warner anyway, CBS wants a 600% increase in fees for to carry CBS programming. Now, the interesting thing about this, unlike other spats of this type, local stations are being affected by this. You know, normally it's like you get things like, you know, Nickelodeon might be blacked out for a while, or one of the, you know, cable channels that you are paying for. But in this case, it's a major local network. It's one of the major, you know, it's one of the three major networks that is, I guess, requesting the huge, ginormous increase in fees. And out here, CBS is the first channel on the dial. You know, it's channel two, and has been for as long as TV has existed, pretty much, out here. I think since, what did they say, 1951 or something like that? So, yeah. What I'm curious about is, I wonder how cable companies get the CBS signal for the locals. Because, and I also wonder how, at a given time, they can pull the signal. Is it, see, I thought that with cable channels, and this is probably the case, with cable channels, they get the signal off of C-band or KU-band satellite, and then just feed it to us. But I always thought that the locals were brought in via either an antenna or possibly even a direct digital fiber link, maybe. So I'm wondering, when CBS, when Time Warner says we're going to pull CBS at a given time, and they've actually done it. I've seen, if I turn on the TV right now, in fact, I'll do this just to show you. If I turn on the TV right now, I'm going to put it on a channel to show you that it's working, like ABC.
ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
There you go. Now let's go to channel 2, which is not one of the CBS channels. You'll notice that it is dead quiet on that channel. Dead quiet. That is because CBS is blacked out. So my question is, I wish I would have known exactly when this happened, because I found out after the fact when it happened, but my question is, how does Time Warner black it out? Do they just, like, hit a button that just turns off the signal? I mean, why couldn't they keep carrying the signal? Or is CBS, is their signal encrypted and they just, you know, remove the signal and then you get silence in the slot? I'm just curious how technically that works, how the cable system works. Because if I go down here to up to channel 3,
extend over toward Hemet and Temecula,
and I go back down.
There will be climbing well into
nothing on the CBS affiliate. Dead blackout. You know, dead silence as expected. But I'm wondering how technically they do that, because, you know, the channel 2, if you have over the air or if you have another provider, you can still get channel 2 in Los Angeles or any other CBS affiliate. So how does Time Warner make it so that you can no longer watch CBS? How do they technically do it? Are they still getting a feed from CBS and they just, you know, disable the feed to the customers? Maybe turn off that satellite feed, or is it something they have to do remotely, or does CBS do it on their end? I'm just curious how that works. Anybody have any thoughts? I'm welcome to them.